As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, right to work we go. No time to waste today. About 30-35 minutes is all we have.
That's right.
As we get you ready for Padres and Tigers, welcome into Gwynn and Chris. Chris Sello, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Detroit. He made it safely. The team made it safely, but it is kind of a MASH unit, unfortunately, now for the Padres. Another big injury last night, Luis Arraez. We'll get the latest here. Tony may know a little more than we do, but we understand he's, you know, about as good as he can be, but he is on the 7-day injury list. Mason McCoy has taken his place. So, Tony, that injury list is getting a little large right now, but hopefully the rest of the guys made it in one piece. And I guess as long as we're bringing Fernando along, the team's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is on the injuries. No need to sit here and fret about it. They have a 40-man roster plus for a reason, and it's not ideal or what I think anybody would like to have, but it is the reality. So good teams usually have guys that can step into the fold and hold the fort down for the time being, and that's what's going to be asked of this group for however long it's going to be asked. I think, obviously, you got two hamstring injuries, which are going to take time. I'd imagine that the 7-day IL for Luis is going to be just that. So you're going to miss him for a week. And, you know, the guys, Mike Schilt, will kind of piece this together for the time being and then kind of go from there.
Well, tonight the piecing includes the first major league start for Tirso Ornelas. He'll be batting fifth in left field. The rest of the guys have been doing the piecing for a while now. Gavin Sheets is in the number two spot today at first base, and Oscar Gonzalez is the DH tonight, and again, Tyler Wade in center field. So, yeah, Padres are making it work, and they got out of town with a win. I mean, it was not a great weekend. They hit 4 out of 25 with runners in scoring position. They blew a couple of leads. But, you know, they're now 7-0 in the final game of series. And as we talked about last week, that always leaves you with at least one good taste in your mind as you head out of town. But that Luis Arraez injury, Tony, very scary moment. You do not see the stretcher coming out on a baseball field very often. It had everybody, you know, kind of down on a knee and saying all the best prayers they could. It was a hard collision that became a frightening collision when you saw that Luis wasn't getting up.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of times the cart comes out and that's jarring for everybody, and more so than the cart coming out, the stretcher,
right,
plate. Is definitely jarring. For those who don't know, anytime there's one of those collisions and they come out and they ask you something and you mention anything about your neck, immediately, no matter whether it's very minimal or it's a serious injury, they are going to act as though it's serious, and they're going to protect that no matter what. So, you know, a lot of that was just kind of protocol in how they're going to handle it. But, I mean, in real time, it was scary. I think, you know, for I just looking at the replay, I don't know that Luis saw Dubon at any point. Because he never put his arms up to brace himself for it.
Ah, good point.
Whereas Dubon clearly saw him and braced himself for Luis coming. And so, you know, when you're not able to brace yourself, those are the licks that kind of stay with you for a second. You know, when you run into I've run into a wall before where I've known the wall was there, and I've run into a wall where I didn't know the wall was there, and the latter stays with you a little bit longer. And so, you know, Luis was back in the clubhouse before we left to get on our flight yesterday. So you knew, at least from that standpoint, in terms of being a normal human being, he was all right. In terms of going out and performing at the highest level of this game, he's going to need a few days to kind of get himself back together.
Yeah, Mike Schilt, you know, said, you know, told us how scary it was. He told Buster Olney that as Luis was being taken off the field, he said, "I love you." I mean, that was, it was just a supporting way that he was saying it. But this was a serious situation that everybody took it in that way.
And that's why those guys love playing for Mike Schilt.
Yeah, he was right there.
He has that sort of relationship with them.
He does. And look, the initial testing, according to Mike Schilt, was favorable. Nothing broken that they know of. On the initial testing, they'll probably do a little bit more work to make sure that everything is in one piece. But, you know, there's a couple of things on this collision. Luis Arraez is not built like an NFL player. But how many of those collisions are there per game in an NFL game? I mean, that just goes to show you how hard these guys hit each other on Sundays. Wide receivers take those kinds of hits all the time. We see them bounce up. Now, obviously, they have padding. So they're ready for it. And most of the time they're ready for it. Not always. Sometimes they get lit up going across the middle.
It also goes to show you that physics is in play, because Mauricio Dubon is no big dude himself.
Yes, right.
He's probably, I would guess, smaller than Luis is, but his momentum was moving in a different direction with his lower half really kind of being the power plant for him there. And again, he saw it coming. He got to the bag and he immediately turned to brace himself because he knew there was a collision coming that he couldn't stop. And Luis was busting it, trying to beat a bun out. And so, and remember, Dubon's coming from second base. That's not really your eyesight level when you're running down the first base line.
Right.
It's the bag and the first baseman. And so, yeah, he wasn't able to brace himself. And I'm just happy he's. Once he was back in the locker room, I kind of relaxed a little bit in terms of the seriousness of this. Obviously, again, he's going to need some time to get himself together to play some baseball again, but in terms of the human, I think he's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, if they left him behind in Houston while you guys were on a flight to Detroit, that would have been very unnerving for everybody involved. I want to congratulate, while I have a moment, Tony, our partner, Matt Scraby. Here is a tweet, I beg your pardon, that he told me he was going to send out last night.
Why are you bringing this up?
Because I think it's kind of a funny one.
It was meant in jest.
But I'm glad that you didn't do it.
Me too.
And I'm proud of you that, you know, we're always on Scraby's case to look before you leap, as it were.
Right.
His tweet was going to be, "Hey, Luis, just because you laid down a sacrifice doesn't mean you have to sacrifice yourself."
Yes.
So
I thought about it before I hit send, and I thought.
And you didn't.
Probably not the right time, about 5 minutes after he is being removed from the stadium.
Yes, but now
that he's okay.
You know when they say too soon? Yeah, that would have been too soon? Yeah.
I actually thought about both of you. I thought, Chris is going to shake his head and say I'm dumb, and Tony's going to be, you know, upset because I'm talking about Luis Arraez after he got hurt. So I thought about you two, thought about the reaction, and I didn't do it.
I'm glad that we're starting to finally have an effect.
We're making headway, Chris.
We're making progress. There's a long way to go, but we've definitely made some strides there. Padres will send Randy Vasquez to the mound tonight against the Tigers. And, you know, look, you're still in first place. You hung on to that by a half game over the Dodgers. You still have the best record in Major League Baseball. And you, right now, I think you have the best player in Major League Baseball, Tony. Fernando Tatis, player of the week. I would say so, after he carries you to three or four victories pretty much by himself. Hit four home runs in the week, .375 average, .1441 OPS. Yesterday even had fine time to sneak in the team's first triple of the year. He's also playing quite well defensively. I think we should mention that, adding in. And I think, crazy way too early, but if they had to fill out a ballot, I don't see anybody ahead of him in the MVP right now. He's doing it all. He's doing everything we thought he was capable of. And, you know, let's just sit back and enjoy his run right now, Tony.
Yeah. I'm going to get on my little soapbox right now because...
Get on that soapbox!
I've been saying this since before spring training started, that I felt like he was due for a monster year. Now, we're almost at a month since the season started. So we got a long, long, long way to go. But it is hard not to pay attention to all of the things that we're seeing Toddy do. And we've seen him, mind you, we've seen him do a ton. But, I mean, if you watch the game like I watch it, it's hard not to notice the maturity, and that's just from the mental side, this peace that he kind of has about himself when he's walking around, on the physical side, like he's healthy, and then mechanically, like he's just doing things different than we've seen him. Like he's not chasing, and that's only putting these pitchers in a quite the conundrum and how they want to get him out, because it's not as though at times it felt like Toddy was up there, you know, just trying to do damage every time in the past. Now he'll take a single, he'll steal a bag, he'll take an extra base on a ball in the dirt. And then you mess around and leave something over middle plate, he'll take you dead center, he'll take you off the boards over as he did in Houston. Like, he's doing everything right now. And, you know, I think people might have forgotten how talented he is because of the suspension and because he was kind of banged up each of the years. There's only really been... I don't know that there's actually been a fully healthy season of Toddy. And so if he has that, I think this is what you could see.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome right now. He's in the top five in Major League Baseball in steals, home runs, batting average, OPS. He's first in WAR, and he's first in the hearts of Padre fans. We got to take a quick break when we come back. Final segment of the show. It happened
what?
Fast. Quinn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
They're coming to Pechanga Arena on August the 13th. Tickets are on sale now at AXSAxis.com. So stick around in the next few minutes. I'll give you a quick trivia question, and you can find yourself on your way to see Hart. Touched on it going into the break. Fernando Tatis Jr., leading the National League in hitting, Scraby, with a .358 average. He's leading it by quite a bit. Corbin Carroll is second at .323. So Fernando's got a bit of a cushion there, all right? He is also tied for the National – he's leading the National League in home runs. He's not even tied. He's got eight. The only three other players that have that many are all in the American League, Cal Raleigh, Tyler Soderstrom, and Mike Trout. Fernando's leading the league in home runs. He's leading the league in batting average. How's he doing in RBIs? Well, Pete Alonso, 24. Wilmer Flores, 23. But remember, Fernando bats leadoff. So RBIs is a little bit of a tougher category for him to be in the running. Stolen bases, O'Neill Cruz has 10. Bryce Turang has 8. Fernando, 7. I mean, he's right there in every category. He's leading in OPS and WAR.
And Bryce Turang had 3 stolen bases yesterday alone, so I think
the Milwaukee Brewers set a record yesterday.
Oh, there
they
you
had
go.
9 stolen bases in the game. They had 6 in the first inning.
Yeah, I think Bryce Turang had 3 in the first inning, or first 2 innings.
Well, yeah, he could 3 in the first inning means he'd have to steal second, third, and home, or he'd have to bat twice.
Yeah,
which
I
is
think it
possible.
Was the first 2 innings.
Anyway, Turang and the Brewers ran wild yesterday. There was one other crazy stat I saw yesterday in that Reds Baltimore game. The bottom 2 hitters in the Reds order were Noelvi Marte and Austin Wins.
Yes.
These are like 2 back batting 8-9.
On the Reds.
Yes. They combined to go 11 for 14 with 13 RBIs.
Yeah.
2 guys.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that was quite the game.
That, 24-2. I said this to you. We went golfing earlier, and one of the first things I said to you was, are the Orioles the most overrated, quote-unquote, good team in baseball? Because they just do not win when they need to.
Their pitching staff is abysmal right now. Charlie Morton is 0-5 with an ERA of 10. And so, you know, the Orioles have the worst pitching in baseball, even worse than the Rockies right now. So as long
that is saying something.
As long as that stands up, then the Orioles are not going to be doing well. Padres, meanwhile, it wasn't a great weekend. I mean, you were able to celebrate the fact because they win the final game and you feel better. And, you know, but look, you lose Arise. This is another guy. You're now without Jackson Merrill. You're without Jay Cronenworth. You're without Luis Arise. You're without Jason Hayward. You're without Brandon Lockridge. You're down to your 4th string center fielder. You have no right side of your infield. Your left field situation is compromised. Right now, the only health and solid, you know, you have is Fernando, who's doing everything.
He is, yeah.
Manny, Bogey, and your 2 catchers who are barely hitting their way out of a paper bag. So there isn't a whole lot there. But guess what? The bullpen keeps doing what it keeps doing for you. And, you know, Cease is still trying to find his way. I thought he was as good as he's been all year for 4 innings yesterday, but the 5th got away from him. He lucky got out of there with only 2 runs. But Alec Jacob and, you know, Jason Adams kind of automatic. We've talked about that.
5 outs last night was huge.
Yeah, but hey, Alec Jacob got 4.
He did.
I mean, he did a good job, too.
He always does his job.
And, Suarez finished up for another save. So, look, the bullpen is erasing a lot of issues right now. And the issues are that offensively you're not very dangerous. Other than Fernando, who's dangerous right now? I mean, Manny and Bogey are always there. But Fernando pretty much was the entire thing yesterday. Friday night, and we'll see Kyle Hart one more time on this trip in Detroit. I got to have better than giving up 2 down-the-middle pitches to a number 9 hitter who takes you out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Look, I don't expect Kyle Hart to give me 7 shutties. He's my number 5 starter. But you can't be giving games away with 2
I mean, meatballs. Mm. If you look at those two pitches, Cam Smith, he's a young guy. Give him credit. Hit the ball out of the ballpark still. But both those were center cut. You can't do that at the big league level and get away with it. So, you know, I need more there. I wasn't really thrilled with Mike Shildt on Saturday, but I'm not there, so it's hard for me. But I don't know why Michael King had to come out of that game after giving up a two-run homer. He was at 90 pitches. I still think Michael King is good for a little bit, but it is different these days. You got to handle everybody carefully.
Coming off of a complete game.
That's right. He'd come off a complete game, so you didn't want to, you know, can't push it. You know, these guys are breakable. I don't know what else to say. I mean, you pitch a complete game. To me, you pitch another complete game. But, you know, I know. This is baseball now. Five innings, you give up a home run, 90 pitches, get out. You know, and I thought that taxed the bullpen. You had to use Estrada for more than an inning. Second inning, he coughed up a run. Your offense couldn't get the run back. Although I will say, in the ninth inning, the game Saturday, Christian Walker made a ridiculous over-the-shoulder catch.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That ball's got to fall in and tie the game if he doesn't catch it. So, you know, it's still a game of inches. A lot of things happen. But you get out of town with a win. Hopefully you can get this series in Detroit. But you're hanging on right now. I mean, you're almost the El Paso Padres.
I mean, we've been talking about depth all spring training leading up to it. I just didn't think we were going to see all of the depth all at the same time in the beginning of the year.
Yes. I mean, look at just the lineup today, right? Ornelas, Gonzalez, Wade. Those are three guys that were all in the minor leagues when the season started. Wade didn't even make the minor league team.
Yeah.
He was let go completely and fortunately survived waivers and now has come back. And Wade has been doing a pretty nice job. But, you know, it's hard to sustain this for a long time when a lot of your guys are out. So you kind of just got to do your best here. Get a win here. Get a win there. If they can sneak two out of three. But here's the thing. You're not pitching Cease. You're not pitching King in this series. You've got Vasquez. You've got Pivetta.
I'll take.
Right? We take him at home. This will be his second start on the road.
True, true, true.
And we got Kyle in the third game. So if they get two out of three in Detroit, man, that's going to really be doing something. The Tigers are in first place in their league. They're plus 24 run differential, which is one of the best in baseball early on. They've scored 100 runs. They're 8-2 at home. Like I said, you get two out of three in this series, it's going to really be doing something considering the kind of lineup you're piecemealing together.
Yeah, I don't. I said I wasn't scared of the Astros. Guess I should have been scared of the Astros. I said I was scared of the Tigers. Maybe I shouldn't be scared of the Tigers, but they're not going to see Skubal, as we said, so that's
helps.
Good.
That does help.
It helps
for
a
sure,
lot.
But Padres are not pitching their best in this series either. It just didn't work that way. So,
and last time they went to Detroit, I don't believe it was great. And also, the last time they did the whole Sunday night baseball into another game on Monday, they ended up losing to the Reds because they didn't get in until super late. And
well,
I'm hoping that doesn't.
I can't.
I'm giving them excuses, basically.
Yes, you are, and you can't take an excuse. You got to go out and play ball. That's the schedule today, and it says you play at 5 or 6:40 in Detroit. You know, so be ready. That's it. They're not going to give you any breaks there. You know. Sunday night baseball and a game after. So you can't just automatically lose that game. The Dodgers are going to be in Chicago this week. They don't play tonight. They'll be facing Imanaga tomorrow at Wrigley Field. The Giants, yikes, they let a terrible loss get away yesterday. 4-run ninth inning by the Halos beat their closer, Ryan Walker, after Justin Verlander at long last had a good start. The Giants have not been getting much from Verlander until yesterday. So, look, you're still in first place. You come home in first place with two out of three, I'm going to be tap dancing.
Me too.
Because that's going to be, you know, really good. Based on what they're taking into Detroit right now.
Here's the extremely glass half full look at this,
Chris. All right. And that's rare for you.
Very rare.
Yeah. Do you know how to do this? Okay.
I think I got it.
Okay.
In regards to younger guys getting chances, I mean, you never know what they're going to give you. They could give you good stuff. So there's my glass half full, Chris. Maybe Tirso proves he's a major league player. Maybe Mason Wynn. We've already kind of seen. Not Mason Wynn. McCoy. Mason Wynn plays for another team. But these guys have to step up and do at least a little bit. No one's asking for them to win games, but they have to bridge the gap.
You'd like to see them contribute, for sure. But yesterday, nobody stepped up except Fernando. He won the game.
That's all
and,
that matters.
You know, hopefully he can, you know, but you can't count on him. You know, hopefully you can keep counting on him. But if you're the Tigers, sorry to say, you're kind of dumb to even give him a pitch to hit right now with the rest of the team the way it is.
Why wouldn't you pitch around him?
I would have to consider it greatly.
What, he hit two on Friday night, or two home runs win? When was the two home run game?
He's got four this week, so he had four this week. So he had a great week. And, you know, Fernando, here's the thing that I'm really enjoying about Fernando, and they put it up there yesterday. He's got 12 strikeouts and 12 walks. I don't ever recall him being close to even in that category. It's normally not very many walks and a whole bunch of strikeouts because he's trying to do so much. Tony just mentioned in the last segment, he's always trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. Now, taking what they give him. And if it is a walk, fine. He'll just steal second and make it hurt that way. And he's incredible right now.
Last week on the Scraby Show, I was going through some of the Fernando stats, and last year he was about a 25% strikeout rate. Or his career, 25% strikeout rate. This year?
11. Yeah, that's a big deal.
And the year that Ronald Acuna went from 25 to 11%, guess what? He won MVP.
Well, you know, Fernando strikeouts, right? 110, 153, 141. Last year, 96, but he was hurt. This year, 12. So,
and he's not swinging at that pitch that all of us know's coming. it's got to look great. Fernando swings at it. Manny swings at it. But we all know what's happening.
Every single season of his career, Fernando's had at least twice as many strikeouts as walk. At least twice as many. This year, it's the same. That tells you really a lot about what you need to know.
It does.
Who is the lead guitarist for the great famous rock band Heart? Who is the lead famous rock band Heart? You should know it. If you do, I mean, if you're any kind of a Heart music fan, you'll know that for sure. 833-288-0973. By having that knowledge, you'll find yourself on your way to see Heart play on August 13th at Pechanga Arena. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com.
Give me a name of a song you like.
Barracuda. They have a million. So they have a million. And that one's just the first one that came to mind. They have so many.
Ah, here it is. I got it. Hold on.
Heart's got a ton of songs. Ton. Oh, yeah. And that's the person playing the lead guitar there.
Yes. This is a great Guitar Hero song.
That is, there's your lead guitarist in action for
love it.
For Heart. All right, while you dial in, I'll remind you that the NBA playoffs are underway. The Lakers laid a big fat egg on Saturday night. Looked terrible. Minnesota
Let Tony off the hook.
He always gets off the hook. You know, it always seems like when they lose, doesn't have to do any of the show, or it's a short show like today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was ready to make fun of him and the whole thing, but there was no time.
There was no time.
Lakers will, I think it's tomorrow, will be game two. They'll have to come up with something a little better than that. Clippers, you know, I think they should have beat Denver in game one, but they turned it over, I think, 26 times or some crazy thing like that. And Denver, I think, was lucky to get out of there. If the Clippers take care of the ball, I think they're going to be okay in that series. The Warriors and the Rockets, I just have one quick comment on that series. I saw where somebody said, the Rockets are winning this series because Golden State is a one-man team. Steph Curry. First of all, if they were, that might be enough. Because he's still incredible, Scrape. He had an amazing game last night, but they're far from one man.
Jimmy Butler, he's on the team too.
Draymond Green scored 2 points last night and dominated the game. When he puts his mind to playing defense, he can play it and stop everybody as long as he's not being an idiot. And
that's a possibility.
Right, it is, but it wasn't last night. And Golden State, I was really impressed. In the East, all the favorites won. Playoffs continue tonight. I think Knicks, Detroit, Clippers are in Denver. If you're looking at the the NBA playoffs, the soccer over the weekend, not much to write home about for SDFC. They flew all the way to Charlotte. Could have stayed home. They lost 3-0, and that's about as big of a blowout as you can have in an MLS game.
It's a long flight for a 3-0 game.
Long flight to get nothing. So they hit their first little hiccup here. They've lost two in a row. But, you know, I think they're fine. You know, who knows? Mikey Varus will have a chance. You know, look, you got to see what you're made of.
Yeah.
You know, you started out 4-1-2. Now you're 4-3-2, or however you read the record.
4-2-3.
However they read it, they've lost two in a row. They've won four. They've lost three total overall.
I got to say, like, I'm really trying. We talked about this during golf. I'm really trying to keep up with this team, but it's hard to find information at times.
They got
to
do a better job of getting the word out. I agree with you, Scraby. We're right in the media. We're right in sports.
And I have to go look for
it. I did, too. I don't get the games on Apple because I don't pay the extra tab. And, you know, I don't see a lot of tweet information coming out. Maybe I'm not, you know, following the right people. But, you know, I need SDFC to start almost bugging me. You know what I mean?
Coming like, down to your house and knocking on the door.
Whatever. Tell me what's going on. I really want to follow this team. And I'm working to do it. And I shouldn't have to.
I'm not necessarily thinking it's them. MLS seems to have a problem with promoting itself right now.
I did watch some of the MLS, what do they call it? A game action thing. It's their version of the Red Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw all of those people that have come on our radio show. They were great, but it's hard to follow. Again, it's different than watching Red Zone because there's still only a goal every now and again. All right, NHL tonight, Kings start their playoff run against Edmonton. Fourth year in a row the Kings have played Edmonton. Did we get a winner?
Yes. Guitarist? I don't have the name of the person, but yes, we got a winner.
Nancy Wilson is the famous guitarist from Heart. Somebody won. We'll give him the ticket. Stay tuned. Padre Baseball next on 97.3 The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.